When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Ay, sorry, wala ako
sound. Oh my God!
Oo nga, nasa yung sound ni Direk. Nag-acapella kami ngayon. Yes, there you go!
Oh my God! Ano ba yan?
Ha? Oh my God! Kumusta po kayong lahat? My God, kumusta ka na, J-Cas?
Ay, ito naman, mabuti. How about you, girl?
I'm okay. My God, ano pa rin, malamig pa rin kahit spring na. And by the way, happy third year anniversary po. My God. Over Glass or Two is 3 years na.
Tayo pala, happy third anniversary, guys.
Third year anniversary. Siyempre, sa third year anniversary namin, talagang pinili namin yung isa sa mga special talaga sa puso ng Over Glass or Two, which is si Miss Lorda Nicolas Lewis. Diba? Siya ang aming special guest ngayong third year anniversary dyan, namin.
Ano, leveling. Leveling lang
leveling.
Yan.
Oh my God, we're so, so excited. Anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood, especially sa mga TFC subscribers. I want TFC, syempre, di ba? FYE channel in Kumu, Facebook, and YouTube. Ikaw naman, J-Cas, go!
Dito naman po sa Brooklyn, good morning po sa lahat mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
God, J-Cas, no, bigla ako nag-goosebumps, no? Imagine mo, for 3 years mo nang sinasabi ang verse na yan. Uh-oh. Maraming salamat po sa lahat ng tumangkilik ng Over a Glass or Two ng Ugat. Tatlong taon na kami, I cannot believe 3 years na hindi po namin alam kung saan kami mapapadpad. Aabot pa ba kami ng 4 years? Pero bahala na po ang Diyos, bahala na po kayo, Lord.
Tama.
Sa amin. Yes. At alam mo, J-Cas, kahit paano, nag-elevate na rin tayo. Kasi imagine mo ngayon, nasa FYE channel na tayo. And also, in ABS-CBN, the Filipino channel.
Oo, kapamilya rin tayo. Napansin tayo ng ABS-CBN. Oo. And now we are on the Filipino channel.
Yes.
And I want TFC worldwide.
Yes, maraming salamat sa lahat ng mga tumulong, sa lahat ng celebrities, sa lahat ng mga kaibigan naming tumulong. Para, of course, to make all these things possible, especially to Ate Star, di ba? Ate Star, maraming salamat sa tulong. Kay Ate Pilar Mateo, kala Dorothy, kala Wena, sa lahat
yes,
ng... My God, there's so many people. Kay Dos. Sino pa ba si? Sino? Sino, Direk? Sabihin mo na. Si Direk ayaw magsalita eh. Oo nga, gumagano siya. Maraming salamat.
Baka kumakain. Maraming,
oo nga, actually kumakain na ata siya. Kaya ganyan, parang mona yung mukha. So anyways, maraming salamat din. Direk, of course, maraming salamat, di ba? For being so patient with
ayaw
us kami,
Jekas. Ayaw nga niya palagay sa poster eh, kasi nilagay ko, pinost ko na ayaw niya. Sabi ko, hindi kaya, ang ganda kaya, kasi siya yung pinakamalapit sa camera.
Putik na sabihin, malapit sa kamera.
Hindi ko naman sinabi siya pinakamalaki yung face. Ano ba?
I know. So maraming salamat po again sa lahat ng tumangkilik ng Overglasser 2. And we will do our best, of course, na pasayahin pa po kayo. At kung meron kayong mga request ng mga famous celebrities or papasok na celebrities na palang or
and inspiring people.
Inspiring people. Just send us a message and we will do our best to, of course, to have them guested or guest on Overglasser 2. Yan. Ayan na. Siyempre, excited na tayo, no? My God. Talagang, special tong ano na to, itong araw na to. Third year anniversary and special guest ngayong araw na to. So, introduce ko na po, okay? Alright. We are so excited today to catch up and extensively talk to our dearest friend and now author of our wonderful memoir, Why Should Guys Have All the Fun? An Asian American Story of Love, Marriage, and Running a Billion Dollar Empire. Billion lang naman, J-Cas. O, di ba?
Oo nga.
Yes, we saw her a few days ago in her successful launching of her book at Barnes & Noble and Tribeca in New York. And now we're so excited to discuss about her book and more. Guys, please welcome the phenomenal lawyer, philanthropist, author, successful businesswoman, no other than Miss Lorda Nicolas Lewis.
Woo-hoo! Thank you. Maraming salamat and congratulations on your third year anniversary. Galing. Yes. Maraming saludo.
I know. Yes. Actually, Miss Lorda, maraming salamat kasi ano lang kami, we were just following your footsteps.
Correct.
Diba? Sana maging ganyan din kami kayaman and successful.
Speaking
katulad
of tenacity and hard work, ayan.
Yan.
Pero tama
ayan.
Si Jessie, sana lumeveling din kami sa bank account.
Oo nga.
Yes, hey, you're only 3 years old. I am 80 years old.
I cannot believe it, no?
So it's coming. Just expect miracles. Kapit sa Diyos, hard work, and set your goal. Lagi kayong may goal. And now, you are 3 years old. So yes, you'll be here in the next 30 years.
Oh my God, from your mouth to God's ears. Nako, Miss Lorda, hopefully Lord maawa na kayo. Sana naman po, pagtsatsagaan namin mangyari.
Look, dati kayo kayo lang sa Facebook. Now you are with the Filipino channel,
yes,
ABS-CBN.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, so congratulations.
That is quite a feat because imagine Miss Lorda, we're just really regular Filipino Americans. We're not celebrities.
Yes.
And little did we know, and now we're napansin kami ng the Filipino channel, and now we're being shown worldwide, di ba?
Worldwide, yes. International na kayo in 3 years. That is an accomplishment.
Yes, it is an accomplishment. Yes, it is actually.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, look forward lagi. Yes.
Tsaka ihingi kami ng mga tips sa inyo, Miss Lorda. Oo nga, kasi sabi na nga namin tatlo na we have to follow yung mga inspirational people like you. Diba? Like, ask for guidance and tips. Kasi nga, I mean, alam ka naman makinig kami dun sa mga people that who will trying to pull us down. So you know what? We will just look forward and of course, kailangan namin ng mga guidance ng mga successful Filipino-American like you. Ayan. Yes.
And before we start, Miss Lorda, say hi to your global fans and friends.
Yes.
Yes, kamusta? Magandang umaga, magandang hapon, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Okay, and God bless you.
My God. Si Miss Lorda, mukhang, nung nakita talaga namin si Miss, I mean, nakikita lagi namin si Miss Lorda, you know, sa mga different events, di ba? Pero, nung nakita talaga namin si Miss Lorda, yung talagang harapan,
yeah.
During the book launching, sabi namin, oh my God, Miss Lorda, yung sinabi mo 80 years old.
Kay Jessie, sabi ko, si Miss Lorda, oh, ang ganda.
Hindi, Miss Lorda, ang ganda.
Siya mukhang yung, ano, yung pure Pinay, para may halo si ano, Miss Lorda.
Grabe, no? Teka, Miss Lorda, sige nga, bago ko tatanong to, yung anong sikreto mo, bago mo ikwento, mag-toast muna tayo, Miss Lorda. Siyempre, yung parin yung ka-eklata namin ngayon. Do you have anything to drink, Miss Lorda? Water?
I was trying to do it, but I wanted to be on time, so I wasn't able to get
it. It's okay, Miss Lorda. Kami na lang mag-cheer sa inyo. Nagkakape kami ngayong araw na to. Ayan.
Ako pala, kape sa'yo, akin kombucha. Diba?
Oh, kombucha. Ayan, masarap yan. Ayan. Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's all welcome Miss Lorda Nicolas Lewis. Welcome to Over a Glass or Two. Cheers!
Ayan.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Maraming salamat. Yes. Ano, tatlong kaya pinili po namin talaga kayo ang sabi, ay naku, kailangan si Miss Lorda ang special guest namin ng third year, no?
Para may impact, di ba?
Para may impact, di ba? Ayan. O sige, picture tayo, Miss Lorda, tapos kwentuhan na. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. Miss Lorda. Yun nga, Miss Lorda, ituloy mo nga yung ano, yung sagutin mo nga yung tanong ko is, what's your secret? Like, why are you 80 years old, but you look so fresh and grabe, I don't know, very eloquently ka pa magsalita. I mean, lahat na yung demeanor mo, very positive. Yung mukha mo, parang angel nagsashine. Anong secret, Miss Lorda?
Well, unang-una, narinig ko sa radio, nourish your face, hydrate your face. Sabi ko, hydrate, ibig sabihin yan tubig. So, bumili ako ng plastic bottle, yung parang pang-spray, alright? And I place drinking, hindi sa tap water. You know, you buy drinking water, Poland Spring. And then, I spray my face every day, at least 5 times. Meron ako sa aking study room, sa aking bathroom, sa aking nightstand. So when I remember it, I spray my face. And then, of course, moisturizer. Huwag kayong bibili ng pinakamahal. Whatever you're using now, use that. And use that often, morning and evening. Yun lang. And then, of course, the most important is that you are at peace. Ibig sabihin, huwag kayong kukuha ng, anito yung sakit ng loob. Alright? Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. At saka, yung sinasabi mong, people want to put us down, ba't baka makikinig? Bakit kayo makikinig sa mga negative sa inyo? Alam nyo kung sino ka. Alam nyo na tayo anak ng Diyos. We are adopted children of God. So kung ano man ang sabihin ng mga ibang tao, inggit lang yan. Don't listen. Lagi, we be with people who are positive. And of course, syempre, walk with God. Right? Lakad ka. You know, ano ba yung Proverbs? Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. O, yun lang. So I sleep light. Hindi ako, I mean, you know, oras na, pagod, tulog, straight, of course. You know, you have to go to, you know, the bathroom.
Yes.
Pero balik ko na, tulog uli ako. So I sleep well. Ganun lang. No, it's not ganun lang. You have to be intentional. Kailangan talagang sasabihin mo, I want to live a good, useful, and serviceful life. You know, be the best person, be the best version of yourself. So isipin mo, anong gusto mo as a person? So, you know, that's what you follow. Be the best person. Be the best version of yourself. Yun lang.
Yes.
Yes.
Sabi mo,
tingnan mo, nobody will guess your age. Minus 20. Whatever you are, minus 20.
Yes.
I'm gonna misloid ako kasi I try to be really delusional. I'm forever 28.
Yes. Forever 28 siya.
I think I have the Peter Pan syndrome or whatever that is.
Yes.
Never go. Never.
Pero
going
Miss Lorda, gusto ko yung sinasabi niyo kasi lagi ko yan kahit sa Facebook pinopost ko lagi yan. Lagi ako nagsusulat minsan na always be a better version of yourself. And if there's anyone who can push you, it's just you. You always think about like be a better version of yourself. Don't even try to emulate other people, other people's success. Kasi dun magsa-start yung inggit, dun magsa-start yung negativity, dun magsa-start yung parang you always compare yourself to others because you're not successful as they are. Then
lalo
you feel like you're a
media,
failure,
diba? It amplifies it.
Exactly.
Pag-iinggit.
Social media. If you're looking at the negative, you will be negative. You will be depressed.
Yes.
Sa akin, alam mo, arithmetic, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Ibig sabihin, plus. Alright? Plus equals plus. Ngayon, 1 minus 1 equals 0. So minus equals minus. So bakit ka pupunta sa mga negativity, sa mga negative people, yes, sa mga nag-iinggit, sa mga laging galit, sa mga laging critical, laging critical. Why will you stay with people like that? So Facebook, bakit ka hahanap yung mga nagmumura sa'yo? Yung mga, why? Why do you want to disturb your peace of mind?
True,
is that common sense? Huh? Jesse? J-Cast?
Totoo. Totoo yan.
No sense yun?
Totoo. Yeah, that's true. Pero, Miss Lorda, yung ano mo na-mention mo, curious ako, before we discuss about like, oh my God, maraming salamat. Signed copies from Miss Lorda. Yes, maraming salamat.
Ang kapala mukha namin, unang-una kami sa pilang,
talaga,
ingay pa namin.
Kami sa ingay pa namin. Grabe. Sobra. Pero Miss Lorda, before we discuss about your book, no, kasi excited kaming may himayin yung libro na yung libro mo. Miss Lorda, ano, how do you deal with, I mean, lahat naman tayo may bashers, no? I mean, especially you kasi, my God, I mean, lahat ng kahit nga presidente ng Amerika, kahit na maraming yung mga good deeds na ginawa, even ang si God, di ba? Meron pa rin siyang basher. So, how do you deal with it?
You know, every morning, I take time for reflection, or ang tawag doon meditation, ako sa akin is called Zen practice. I kneel, and in front of a crucifix with the gong, all right? I just count my breath, breathe in, breathe out. Because I know before God, God loves me. So, bakit ako makikinig sa mga, you know, I know who I am. I know my faults. So if somebody says this, somebody says that, alam ko it's false, bakit ko papatulan? Bakit mo papatulan? Hindi mo ba alam ang sarili mo? Okay? So, if it is something na tama naman, so, you know, makikinig ako. Pero alam ko, hindi ako yun. Yung mga sinasabi na, hindi ako yun. So, bakit ka makikinig kung sasabi ng mga iba na hindi ang tunay mong personalidad? So, you know, you know Jesse, J-Cas, kahit na anong sabihin ng ibang tao, you know who you are. Yes. So, bakit ka makikinig sa mga negativity? I mean, it doesn't make sense sa akin. That's stupid.
Yes.
Stupid. That's so true.
Practice, yeah. Ano, deadmatology. Diba?
Yes, deadmatology. Deadmatology.
Deadma. Huwag pansinin.
Practice deadma. Oo. Totoo, deadmatology. Gagawa ni J-Cas yun.
Yeah, para sa akin, tayo, like, we are people of God. So yun lang isipin nyo, God loves us. Yes, we are sinners. We make mistakes. We are not perfect. But all in the end, God loves us. So ano pong sasabihin natin? Diba?
Grabe, no? Kaya, pero Miss Lorda, so ngayon, balik tayo, ano tayo sa libro mo. So nung, when you were, when, kasi I wanted to know how you decided, what made you decided to write a book, right? So,
picture, yes.
Ganda ni Miss Lorda, grabe.
No,
so
diba?
Wait, nung time pa yun, Miss Lorda, did you ever had a doubt within yourself na parang, oh, sige na nga, wag na nga, or nagkaroon ka ba ng mga ganong question in your mind?
No, never. Never. Why? Because when we were growing up, I was the first daughter, the first girl. Papa had two boys ahead of me. At alam mo, ang papa ko, because he was a successful businessman, he was so strict to my two boys, to my two older brothers, na kudos ko, pag nagkamali lang ng konti, naku, panay ang mura. But I am the first girl. Ay naku, for my father, I can do no wrong. I can do whatever I want. Para bang laging ang expectation niya sa akin, kung ano man ang gusto kong gawin, mangyayari. So, I was class valedictorian in high school, cum laude in St. Teresa's. And I was number 7 lang ako in our graduating class sa College of Law. Ang gagaling kasi ng College of Law, eh. But sa aking isip, kung yan ang gusto ko, then I work hard. I work very hard. Lalo na nung kaya nga nung, you know, when I married Mr. Lewis, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, you don't need to be an American citizen to take the bar. Apply agad ako. So, yes. Kailangan mo na, I have to pass the bar the first time. Ayokong second time pa to fail. So, anong ginawa ko? In-exile ko ang aking anak, si Leslie. She was 30 years old. I called my mother-in-law. I never call her mother-in-law, Caroline Fugit. Mom, can you take Leslie while I'm studying for the bar? So, wala akong, I mean, you know, so I sent her para walang distraction. Yes. And I told Mr. Lewis, darling, is it all right? I will not cook. I will not do the laundry. I will not go shopping. Yes. I just want to study 15 hours a day. Ganon. You work hard, but you know that's where you're going. Then work hard and you will get there. Ngayon, sasabihin ng iba, eh baka mamaya I fail. Eh, do you fail? Did you go again? Ibig sabihin, you know, if failure comes, failure comes. But tomorrow is another day. The sun will come up tomorrow. Okay, so you go again. Maybe you do it differently, but don't be discouraged. Whatever, pareho ninyo, tingnan nyo. Jesse, tingnan mo, every Thursday, you know, once a week, nariyan kayo over a glass of two. Masaya kahit na anong nangyayari sa buhay nyo, masaya kayo. Oh, see, naka na third year na kayo.
I know.
Ay nako, Miss yes. Lloyda. The first 2 years, dahil kay Jesse to eh, the tenacity of Jesse. We were hitting 3 to 4 times.
Sometimes five times a week.
We hit while the iron was hot during the pandemic.
The pandemic. So, kasi during that time, Miss Lloyda, we were, so every time, let's say, for example, since wala ngang trabaho yung ibang mga celebrities, no? So whenever they have like a show online or they want to promote, so whenever they reach out to me, so ako, I would, parang ano na rin eh, parang public service na rin namin yun. Actually, it's a parang, it was really a public service during that time. Even until now, kasi I couldn't say no because I believe that during that time, it was our only way to help, you know, for those artists that who's struggling during that time. Na kailangan nilang kumita, di ba, sa online. So we were here to help promote and maraming producers na nakapansin. Some of those artists are like upcoming artists or artists na they don't have a job for quite some time and then nagsa-start sila magkaroon ng new album or new EP nila. So I feel like, you know what, we're just here. We're just, you know, God just utilized us as an instrument, you know, to help. So nagtiyaga kami, tama kami, Miss Lloyda, nagtiyaga lang talaga kami. Kahit pagod na kami minsan, pero we're having fun.
Isa sa magandang result is nakilala ka namin more than a year ago, Miss Lloyda.
Yes, Miss Lloyda, nakilala ka namin, di ba?
Nag-yes ka sa amin.
Nag-yes ka sa... Grabe no. Yes.
I'm honored. I was honored then that you, yes. You know, that you invited me to your Avrek glass or tea.
Oh my God, it's an honor.
And
no,
I'm
Ms.
curious,
Miss
Lloyda, kasi andito na yung book mo, diba?
Ay, mama. Grab!
Oh my God, the epitome
of
working woman.
50! Well, $1 billion gamble. Wait, Miss Lloyda, talk about us, about this, ano nga, this magazine. Kailan to?
That was when I took over the company in 1996, but I took over the company in 1994. Because Mr. Lewis died 1993, January. Okay? So the whole year, my younger brother, took over. Kasi alam niya, baka may mangyari sa kanya. So ginawa niyang vice chairman. So when, alam mo, talaga na, it was so, so hard. Dahil sa biopsy that he had brain cancer was Christmas, December 31. Tapos namatay ka, January 19. That's only 3 weeks.
Oh na
para akong binuntal na talaga nawala na akong tiwa. So, I am so grateful to I am so grateful to Gene Fugit because he took over while I was nursing my pain and my sorrow. And he was also, they were very close. So, but after 6 months, nakikita ko medyo delikado yung company ng asawa ko, the company that he bought. Beatrice International.
Yes.
So sabi ko, Gene, we have to find a new CEO. Alam mo, we paid Spencer Stewart a lot of money to send us CEOs na mga, you know, mga batikang CEO.
Batikang CEO, yeah.
Yeah. So we interviewed 5 people. Pero lahat sila okay lang, mga hindi sila African American, okay lang 'yon. Humihingi ng malaking pera, okay din lang yun. Albino mo si Jesus. He will be CEO of a billion-dollar company. Mm-hmm. Pero, pag tinanong ko, will you be able to make it successful? We'll try our best. Sa isip ko, try your best. If you fail, paano na?
Paano na? Yeah.
If you fail, ang turo ko, why did you fail? So sabi ko, mabuti pa, I'll take over so that if it fails, kasalanan ko. You know?
Wow.
Take over responsibility over your own fortune, over your own life. Pareho nang ginawa nyo. Tingnan mo, Jesse, hindi ba? All right.
Yes.
I want to be over a glass of two Facebook or on Instagram or kung ano. So you just did it.
Yes.
Kahit na wala pa kayong sponsor, wala pa kayong ganito, ganyan, you just did it. So sabi ko sa akin, sarili, I will just take over. Because it is my husband's company. If it fails dahil sa doon, para ba three fingers are pointing to me. Ano mo? Turo ka to.
Oo nga, no? Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes.
Now, anong ginagawa mo? O sabi ko, that's why. That's why I took over 1 year after Mr. Lewis died.
Grabe, ano? No?
Hindi kayo, yung first year niya ba ng pag-take over, hindi kayo nahirapan, Miss Lloyda?
How old were you then?
Huh?
How old were you during that time? Sorry.
Number. And at that time, it was unlisted.
Grabe, oh, ang ganda ni Miss Lloyd. Ang batang ba? Maganda pa rin naman until now. Pero,
so, no, that's more than 15 years ago.
May kaya pala na in love si ano. Ang ganda nga nung sa libro mo, kinukwento mo kung paano na in love sa inyo.
Yung mga pictures
sa likod. Takot kapag ihiba-hiba. Pero Miss Lloyd, so paano, nahirapan ba kayo nung nag-take over nung question ni J.Cass?
Hindi. Ang ibig kong sabihin, when I decided to take over, so it's a role, all right? I will be CEO of this billion-dollar company, a karamihan white men managers. So I have to take the part. Unang-una, I think Butch Miley, dahil sa sabi niya, okay, Lloyda, we'll have to lower your Filipino accent. Ibig sabihin, he hired a speech instructor because as a Filipino, you know, sometimes you say that instead of that.
Yes.
Then, instead of then, and then the boy, the boy, instead of the boy. You know, so, yung mga ganon, it yeah. Of course, I still speak with a Filipino accent, but it's not as pronounced. Yeah. Tapos, he hired also how to deliver a speech because I will be giving speeches. I will be the chairman of a company before the shareholders. So, anong ginawa niya? He hired also public speaking. Okay, so kinunan ako ng television so that every time I say a sentence, she will critique me. So you know, you have to, whatever it is that you want to do, you prepare for it.
Yes.
So that you're not, you know, para kang hindi ka tanga.
Exactly. Totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Mr. Lewis always said, you represent me. And, you know, when we were in Paris, he bought me haute couture. I mean, clothes that he likes me to wear. Of course, I will have to wear it first. And kung gusto ko, sige, bibili niya. So I took note of the kind of style that he wants. And so I adapted it. Ibig sabihin, for all of those of you who are aiming to go somewhere, then see, if I'm going to get there, then I have to look the part. All right?
Sure. That's not true.
Yung mga ganon. Okay, so you say, na-nervous ka ba? When you prepare yourself, when you are right there, and you really try your best, wala nang nervyos. Or even if you are nervyos, you can still do well. Yes, yun na mga ganon. Di ba?
No? Oo. Naano talaga ako, very inspiring talaga yung mga examples mo, Miss Lloyda, no?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ako din, it reminds me of myself, Miss Lloyda. Pagkaparehas kati tayo ng, ano, no, ng birthday, I'm 25 and you're...
December 23
ka ako, 25. Yeah, yeah.
Mga type, I mean, A person. Mga type A. Mga go-getters.
Ganun din, Miss Lloyda. Alam mo, kwento ko lang, Miss Lloyda. Ako naman nun, I started as, when I came here, as a receptionist eh, sa construction company. Tapos, ano naman, kung may ano ako, if I have a bachelor's degree or whatever. And then, slowly, I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna be a receptionist or an admin all my life. I work so hard. Now I'm a director in MTA. So I really work hard. And you were right when you said that you have to play the part. Kailangan hindi ka mukhang tanga. So whenever, like, I see, like, whenever they have like a meeting or whatnot, so I have to make sure that I adopt, I listen, and then gusto ko yung suot ko rin, power suit. Katulad nila, kahit admin lang ako noon. Because I want to make sure that, you know, I know someday that I'm gonna be there. So slowly. So ganun. Tama, Jekas. Pareho kami ni Miss Lloyda. Sana maging mayaman ako.
While I was reading the book, Miss Lloyda,
yes.
Naisip ko si Jessie. Sabi ko, I know someone like this.
Ito mo, hindi ba, Jessie? Yes. Hindi ka lang receptionist. You are an executive and you acted as an executive.
Yes.
Not that you are proud or anything like that. You are yourself. And they saw that in you. Alam mo, whatever you are, makikita man ng tao, pareho mo. You know more or less people, you know, meron kang sense. So yes, as you develop yourself, people will see your value. People, yes, will see that you have principles, okay? Yes. And that, mm-hmm, you are ambitious, all right? Yes. So, yung mga ganon.
Yeah, I saw that, Miss Loida, in part of the book where you're working as a secretary for the law firm.
For the law firm,
and,
no?
You haven't taken the
bar exam, yes.
Tinanggap mo na secretary ka, pero you weren't worried because, you said in the book you were being given, actually, mga trabaho na pang lawyer na kasi they saw how you are.
Yes, oh, parehas tayo ganun din. Galing, no? Yes.
Yeah, hindi lang yun. Every year, I would go to my boss, I deserve a raise. Why? Because look, every case na hinadal ko, sinusulat ko for one whole year. Look, this is the case I've handled. I deserve a raise. You have to, dito sa Amerika, sa Pilipinas, hindi pwede. But dito, you know your worth. You have to fight for it in a nice way. Every year, boss, look, this is all the case. I deserve a raise. So you have to negotiate for your own standing. So by the time I left, on the third year, I was receiving the salary of a lawyer, even if I'm not admitted.
Galing.
Diba?
Grabe, no? Pero, Miss Loida, parang, siguro past life, magkapatid tayo or ano ba? Kasi ganyan din ako eh.
Capricorn.
Yes.
Capricorn kayo, oo.
You know, we go up that mountain and we'll get to the top.
Yeah, but at least Miss Loida, no, what I noticed about you too, even sa book mo, kasi nagbabrowse ako kasi nga this weekend ko talaga babasahin lahat. Kasi nga sinabi ni Jacob's Box, parang makakaprayas kayo ni Miss Loida. At least Miss Loida, while you're growing, while you're slowly stepping up the ladder, at least wala kang tinapakang ibang tao. Diba? Sarili mo lang talaga. You work so hard, like you work your ass para lang to reach the top.
Yes. Okay. So you set a goal. Secondly, you have the code of ethics. Okay? Don't do to others what you don't want others to do to you. Yeah. Or positively, do to them what you want them to do to you. So when I was working, immigration.
Yes.
When I gave birth, there was 1974, I passed the bar. Okay? 1974, I passed the bar. So where did they want to go? Immigration and Naturalization Service, bakit? Because I had a problem when Mr. Lewis and I got married and they were coming into the United States in Hawaii. I had a tourist visa. And when the immigration officer asked me, so how long will you stay? Permanently, I just got married. Siyempre, totoo yun eh.
Yeah.
My God, and I have a tourist visa? False testimony in front of the consulate. Nako, I was set apart.
But you didn't know, Miss Loida, that it was tourist visa. No,
I know. I wasn't an immigration lawyer. You know, I was telling the truth. So sa isip ko, every Filipino who comes to America will have an immigration problem. So sabi ko, as soon as I pass the bar, I will be an immigration officer sa loob para nakikita ko kung anong ginagawa. Aba, hindi ako kinuha first year. Apply and I sued them for discrimination.
Oh my God.
Yes, I sued. Bakit? Bakit? You know, alam ko, magaling ako. Lahat ng pareho ko will be Harvard going to big law firms. Okay. Sa akin, you know, ang kalaban ko, you know, from other New York na hindi Ivy League. So sabi ko, the only way for me to find out that the 12 candidates who were chosen over me are deserving if I file for discrimination. Sige. Discrimination. It took 3 years. On the third year, nakuha na ng administrative judge yung kaso ko. So I just said, okay, let us compare. Okay, FS 171, yun ang application. There are 12, just compare it. Let them submit their qualifications and then we'll see kung talagang I was worse than any of the 12. Aside from passing the bar without studying in the United States, I spoke 3 languages. Of course, Filipino, English and Spanish. Alam mo naman sa Pilipinas, we can speak Spanish.
Yes, in Spanish, yes.
Aba, anong sabi ng judge? All right, produce the 11, the 12. 12 kasi yan. Produce the 12 FS-171. First year, first month, second month. 6 months, hindi pinuproduce. Alam mo, in law, there is a principle. If you are asked to produce a document or an evidence and you do not produce it, it is assumed that it is contrary to your case. O anong sabi ng judge? Nag-antay ako, I waited for 6 months, hindi mo produce. Now, let's look at Loida Lewis' qualification. Aba, she is class valedictorian, she is cum laude, she is member of the law review. That means to say, she is better than all the other 12. Discrimination based on her national origin, based on her gender, and based on her race. Loida, come in. 3 years it took them. They gave me 3 years back pay.
They gave, oh my God!
Yes, yes. I came in 1978. Okay, 78 ba? 79. And then they gave me until 1976, 6, 77, 78. 3 years back pay, three months vacation pay, vacation with pay, and ganon. Yun. So anong ibig sabihin nun? Because it is the United States government. Alam mo naman, pag private entity, you will sue, baka mahirap, baka mamaya, ma-blackball.
Ma-blackball, yeah. Ma-blacklist ka pa, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, kung talagang alam mo na you have discriminated against, sue them for discrimination. You know, every city, every state, it's a commission on human rights. Yun lang.
Oh, ang kaya pala ganun, kasi, Ms. Lode, for example, like sa work ko ngayon, no, since I work for the government, ganun talaga every time na, sa state pala, so every time na merong kaming i-interviewin, so I need, marami akong interviewin starting next week onwards. So lahat yun, I have to justify kung bakit hindi pinili ko. Kaya pala, kasi nga, naisip ko, okay, I know the reason, pero talagang, kasi pwede silang mag-sue. Like, why am I not selected? I know that I'm good.
Para may sagot agad pag nag-doubt sila.
May sagot
sila.
Agad pag, oo. Galing ni Miss Lorda. Noong time na yun, hindi nila naisip yun. Pero si Miss Lorda, naisip niya yun.
1979. Pasok ka.
Do you think, Miss Lorda, do you think, naniniwala ka ba sa luck? Do you think you have that? Because they said like some people, they have like, you know, the Midas touch. It's already innate
well,
in
Jesse,
them.
Well, Jesse, you have that aside from.
Oh my God, I don't know. I mean, I know I just work hard. But do you think you have the Midas touch?
Ang sabi nila, it's not so much the Midas touch. It's preparation and opportunity coming together. Okay, so that's what you call luck. So, ito, why did I win? Because alam ko magaling ako. I mean, it's not, and then, you know, and then, yun nga, I have my qualifications. You know, becoming valedictorian is not easy. Becoming cum laude is not easy. Okay. Becoming, you know, working hard in law school is not easy. But you work hard. Preparation. Plus the opportunity comes. Kung misa naman, bulag tayo na hindi natin nakikita may opportunity pala. O kaya, we are so lazy, we do not look at the opportunity. Because there is always opportunity. Pareho ninyo. You know, without, because you have a vision, Jesse, sabi ko, gusto ko maging, you know, in front of the camera. So you did it. Wala kayong, you know, you have not had experience really, although maybe you did. Pero you dared it because that was in your vision. Ngayon nga lang, galing kami sa isang art exhibit sa Pier 36. Si Chadwick. Chadwick was a Filipino artist. Alam mo, he was partner or going to partnership at Ernst & Young. That's a very big, very, very...
Yes. Wow. Oh my God, Ernst & Young, yes.
Something firm. Oh, magaling na magaling siya. So when he was ready for partnership, sabi nung partner, okay, we would like to make you partner. Are you ready? He said, give me another year. Datlong beses siya pinuntahan. At 2017, tinanong uli siya, partner na siya. So on the one hand, wow, that is middle class, upper middle class, when you become a partner of a big accounting firm.
Yes.
On the other hand, nasa puso niya, gusto niyang magpinta. He's an artist. So sabi niya, if I don't do it, I become a partner, we will be comfortable, but I will regret it the rest of my life. So, buti naman, ito ang sinasabi ko sa mag-asawa, kailangan kayo may partnership. So sinabi niya sa misis niya, I want to quit this very comfortable job na meron akong, you know, meron akong cheque every 15 days to become an artist. And that's what he did. Yes, that's what he did. And I asked him, are you happy? Very happy. It's because I have my wife. The wife was an executive, was earning money, but she agreed. Sige, darling, do what you want. Do what your passion is. And now, there he was. Ang ganda ng kanyang mga painting. Sabi niya, this is the touch of spring. It's abstract. Pero makikita mo, when you see it, it's so joyful. It's so happy because he followed
his dream. Yes, but ano, Miss Lloyd, also, ang galing mo sinabi mo. Kasi for example, like, di ba may advertising agency, di kami gigil. We have no clue about ad agency, although I took up communication arts. But after that, as soon as I arrived in the US, ano na ako, nag-construction industry na ako. But when my cousin offered it to me, si Bert, so I was like, you know what? It's really my passion. I was just not given a chance in the US. So why not? Parang pikit yung lang yung mata mo and then just go do it. Like, ang galing nung sinabi Miss Lloyd. So you think tama yung ginawa namin that we just jump on that opportunity and then we'll just learn from it as we go along?
Correct. Yeah. Kaya natin. You know, if you cannot be 100% perfect. 75% is okay because you will learn as you go along. At saka matalino tayo, magaling tayo. We're very resourceful. Mga Filipino, very resourceful. All right. Now, what I want to impress, lalo na dun sa those who will buy my book,
why yes.
Ayan, balik tayo. Ayan, advertise natin ang to.
Advertising tayo. Yes.
We were not, when we got married, we were living in a 5-story walk-up walang elevator. One bedroom.
Pagod.
Okay.
No, I have to stop on the third floor dahil sa, you know, lalo na may dalang mga supermarket or whatever it is.
Yes. Okay. Groceries, ang dami noon. Oo.
So, ang ibig kong sabihin, you know, we went up slowly. And then my husband was a practicing lawyer. Alam ko, he's the one going up. So, I did it, you know, I was working. So, akong bahala sa expenses to buy the groceries and things like that. At alam nyo, yung sa umpisa lang, lalo na when my husband quit the big law firm and started on his own. So, syempre, you know, walang income muna. So, sulat ako ng cheque to buy pork chops. Mrs. Lewis, sabi ng butcher, your check bounced. So, yeah, give it to me, please. I'll give you cash when my paycheck comes. Mamaya, ito na naman, grocery. Mrs. Lewis, your check bounced. Not sufficient funds. So, during those first years that Mr. Lewis was on, ang aking sufficient fund is around 1 inch thick. So, huwag sasabihin ng ibang tao, ay, naku, mayaman na sila. We did slowly. All right? We did it slowly. Slowly but surely because Mr. Lewis was very, very certain he wants to be top in corporate America. Actually, when he was 7 years old, sabi ng tiya niya, I want to be the richest black man in America. I never knew that. But you know, in his mind, that's where he's going. And so when he was at Harvard College of Law,
yes,
his best term paper was merger and acquisition. And the first sentence is, in order to create wealth, you have to do merger and acquisition. Meaning you buy company or you merge companies. Yun. So while he was practicing lawyer, sabi niya, we only have 24 hours to bill a client. But if you are in business, the sky is the limit. So every time that he wants to buy a business, he failed. Second time, he failed again. Third time, he failed again. Three times he failed to buy a business. Yep. That's in his book.
Ayan na nga eh. Yeah, please, oh. Basahin nyo. Naku, buy the...
Oh, oh.
Why should...
Hindi.
Yung isa.
Yung isang book. Okay, why should guys have all the fun? Yes.
Why should white guys have all
white
the fun?
White guys have all the fun.
Reginald Lewis created a billion-dollar business empire. Ito. And I wanted it to be published dahil sa maraming, especially black men, they will be able to understand how to dream big. At saka ngayon nga, I know every time I meet somebody, you're Mrs. Lewis, your book, your husband's book inspired me. I was doing this, and when after I read the book, I did this. Okay, I became an entrepreneur, or I aimed for the top in my business. That's why. 30 years, Jesse, Jacas, 30 years I was doing this. All right, 30 years so that people will know it, people will get inspired. After 30 years, sabi ko, chapter 6 lang ako sa dito sa I'm chapter 6 meeting Lloyd Nicholas. Sabi ko, I better write my book so that hindi lang chapter 6, I will write about who I was, prologue before I met Mr. Lewis.
Yes.
24 years as the wife of Reginald Lewis, and then after that running a $1 billion empire.
Oh my God.
Magaling kami yung story na pagdating sa ganyan.
Yung ba sa ano?
Oh
is that in,
my
is that in Manila Hotel?
1969, that's Reginald Lewis. In Manila. We got married in Manila.
Manila Hotel, oh.
Manila Hotel. Saan yun nakuha yun? Ang galing.
Oh, God. Miss Lloyd, grabe, no? Kasi a lot of people talaga, they have this notion na yaman na nila. Parang, hey, laking yaman naman yan. Kasi, of course, everybody knows that your family, you came from an affluent family.
Oo nga.
Pero hindi nila alam na slowly talaga kayong umakyat. So, pero during that time, Miss Lloyd, curious ako. So, first, second, and third, nag-failed, right? First and second, nag-failed. So, during, what was your reaction during that time? Kasi usually, ang wife, di ba, nagagalit na, stop that, let's just...
Nanginginig na.
Nanginginig na. No, let's, ayaw na i-support. So, how did you deal with that?
I'm talking to all the wives. When your husband is down, lift him up. Huwag mo sasabihin, ikaw, kasi ikaw, napakaganito ganito. What? What are you going to... Just call your husband, your helpmate, you know, your significant other is down. Bakit mo tatadyakan pa? Anong klase kang kaibigan or asawa? So, sure. Whenever he's feeling down, you know, when Mr. Lewis, he is black in America, he would come home and say, you know, I said this to somebody. I wish I didn't say it. Nasabi na niya. So ano sasabihin ko? Oh, that was so... Why would you... No, darling, that was the right thing to say. Nasabi na eh. So bakit mo patatadyakan? That was the right thing to say. You did correct. Don't worry about it. It was right. Yun, that's the 8. Support, affirmative. Love, the language of love. It's not just saying, I love you. You affirm.
But
that was
good. I have a question with that, Miss Lloyd, though. Is it... Eh, paano kung hindi ka naniniwala doon sa sinabi niya, are you still gonna say, it's right?
Look, if you think it's wrong, but it already happened, and your partner is so down, fake it.
Ayun.
Fake it, yes. Fake it till you make it.
Para sa love.
Oo, para sa love, yes.
Kasi nga, anong mangyayari? Eto na, your partner is so down. You know, malungkot. Dadagdagan mo pa ng lungkot? Tapos na, nangyari na. So, fake it. No, darling, it is okay. It's all right. You will do it. You'll do better. So, ganon. All right? Because you are a partner. You're a team. Magkasama kayo. His failure is your failure. So, bakit mo patatadyakan? That doesn't make sense.
And in line with that, Miss Lloyd, darin pala, nabanggit mo dun sa isang chapter is like when, di ba masyadong tedious yung work ni Mr. Lewis, di ba?
Mr. Lewis, yeah.
And talagang stress na stress out siya. So pagdating niya automatic sa house mo, sa apartment niyo na maliit, talagang he's already stressed out, and then hindi maganda yung aura niya and all. Pakisabi nga sa amin, paki-describe, what do you do as a wife then?
Okay. Sa aking isip, no, he is out as a black man. He is fighting monsters and dragons of racism, bigotry, discrimination, even physical assault. You know, I told you then that one time when he came home, the black tie, everybody was in tuxedo. Here was this, he was sitting down, and here was this old white man who came to him and screamed, "Guna lang, Diyos ko mo, my God, napaka-condescending." So anong ginawa ni Mr. Lewis? Tumindigdig siya at hinipo.
Hinawakan yung ulo niya, parang bata.
No, Mr. Lewis was sitting down, and there is this white old man who were also tuxedo. I mean, everybody was, you know, looking good. And he had the nerve, because he was black, to put his hand over the head. Condescending ba?
Patronizing,
very patronizing. Mr. Lewis didn't accept that. He stood up and...
Kinaris din yung buhok.
Yung ulo. You're right. So, when you face that outside, para bang when you come home, nariyan pa sa isip mo yun. So, meron akong sasabihin, naku, eto na, nasigawan na ako, ganun. I didn't take it personal. I understood that he is out there. Sino pang bubugahan niya ng ano? Isa akin na lang, mas mabuti pa sa akin. Because it's not personal to me. He is just reacting to outside forces. Yun ang ibig kong sabihin. Understand your man. Understand your better half or your significant other. Na pag sumasagot, sumisigaw, hindi personal yun. He's just letting out steam. And what better? To be at home. Kung sumigaw siya sa labas, baka mamaya mag-aaway pa yan. You know?
True.
So, understand who you are with. And just be patient. Ano ba yun? Love is kind. Love is patient. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not proud. Love is not selfish. Love does not keep a record of wrong. Oh, mga kababaihan. Oh, kinawa mo na naman yan. Oh, ah, nakita. Hindi ba noon? Ay,
yung ano, yung sabi ibabalik, na,
ibabalik.
Inukay na naman yung binaulan.
Inukay na naman.
Ang fault mo ito, number one, number two, number three, naku, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't keep a record of wrong. Erase. Forgive.
Oh my. Pero, Miss Lloyd.
Sometimes it's necessary. When he is down and you are down, hindi kayo nag-ano, can we just talk about something that bothers me? Oh, then you say it.
Oh. Pero nag-aaway, how do you, no. did you never had fight? You never had a fight?
Siyempre, nagpa-fight kami. Pero alam ko, pag ako nagsalita, sasalita din yan. And that's what my, you know, when I was growing up, Papa and Mama, ganun na, taltalan. Ang nakakatawa, ako, you know, as a young teenager or you know, as their daughter, nakikinig ko si Mama may sasabihin. Ang dinig ni Papa, iba. Si Papa may sasabihin, ang dinig ni Mama, iba. Sabi ko, Diyos ko po, Tagalog na yan. Hindi magkaintindihan. So, taltalan. So, sa isip ko, if I'm getting married, because I was not planning to get married, if I get married, it will never happen. So, pag nagkakagalit kami, sige, salita ng salita. Hindi ako nagsasalita. Okay? Pero sinasagot ko siya sa isip ko.
Oh my God!
Oo. Tapos, dahil sa hindi ako nagsasalita, eto, tutuno na lang ang luha ko. Dahil sa hindi ko siya masagot.
Jessie, kaya mo ba yun?
Hindi.
Parang hindi kaya ni Jessie yun.
Pero oras na tumulo na ang luha ko, panalo na ako. He sees that I am crying. O, di, quieto na siya. Quiet na siya.
And he'll hug you. Ganun na.
Okay, I can hear from his voice, hindi na siya galit. At saka mamaya, meron ng, you know, the next day, meron ng regalo sa akin.
Ooh, yung mga terms of endearment, mga regalo.
You know, he will never say, I'm sorry. Pero maalam ko sa kanyang action that he is sorry. Alright, so, yan ang aking mga, huwag kayong sasagot dahil sa hindi na iintindihan ng inyong better half of you. Huwag kayong sasagot. Talaga, hindi kayo magkakaintindihan, honestly.
Pero pag ikaw naman, Miss Lorda, every time, like, let's say, of course, I'm sure there was a time na ikaw naman yung you're the one who's mad. What does he do? Does he keep quiet or he will just, you'll start bickering na?
No. I say it once and then I never talk again. That kasi hindi kayo talaga magkakaintindihan.
Mm-mm.
Hindi kayo magkakaintindihan. Pag galit ka at galit siya, hindi kayo magkakaintindihan. Okay? Wow. You will just break each other's heart. Tapos mamaya sasabihin mo, ay nako, ayoko na nga sa kanya. At saka, hindi. Language of love. 5 different ways. Alright? Service. Words of affirmation. Attention. Sabi ko nga sa inyo, sabi ko sa ano, I listen to what he was saying. Okay? Try to be doon. Hindi ka nag-iisip ng, ano bang lulutuin ko mamaya. Kaya, Anong yung gusto tawagin? No, you listen. You are there 100%. Yan ang sinasabi. By, you know, that is more or less in our religion. Be attentive. Be patient, be kind. Ibig sabihin, makinig ka. Okay? Ganun. Oo.
Hindi lang yung ano, kuda ng kuda. Makinig ka din.
Oh my God.
At saka wait, Miss Lloyd, nabanggit mo yung pagluluto, ha?
Oo.
Ano ba?
Masarap ka ba magluto?
Nabasa ko yata doon na parang naging master fried chicken cook.
Fried chicken, yes. Oh,
so, pakikwento nga sa amin, paano nangyari naging chicken, madam chicken, naging master fried chicken ka?
Kwento mo rin yun sa ano sa book signing. Oo. Kwento mo, Slurda.
Mother has cooks fried chicken very, very well. So, tinuruan niya ako. So, pag ako nagpa-fried chicken, wow, this is as good as my Mom, naku, that's high praise to me. If she says it's high good. But it's very simple. Para sa kanya, fried chicken, pork chop, steak, hamburger. Apat lang. Isang beses. Hamburger, hindi yata maganda ang pakaluto ko. Tumawag sa nanay niya kasi kinikwento ito sa akin ng nanay niya. Oh my God, my blip, blip, blip. She cannot cook my blip, blip hamburger properly. Sabi naman ng mother niya. But Reg, she was not taught how to cook. Oh, you have a point there. Goodbye. So, hindi na. So, yun ang sinasabi ko. My mom was my ally. He was my ally vis-a-vis, you know, Mr. Lewis.
Oh my. Pero Miss Loretta, I mean, also, dun sa book launching mo, you guys mentioned about yung cursing?
Yes.
Yung nag-curse? So, paano mo hinahandle yun?
Well, sa umpisa, when we got married, my God, you know, I know my father curses P-U-T-A, ganyan, ganito. Pero in English, mas malakas.
Mas malakas,
know?
Yes.
M-F-M-F, you know, F-U-C-K, S-H-I-T, medyo parang nakakaano sa
ating
ito. So isang beses, tinawagan ko na si Ma'am. Ma'am, I can't stand it anymore. You know, parang, you know, I'm ready to quit. Sa umpisa, sabi niya, Loida, yeah, calm down. You know he loves you. But when that happens, go to the bathroom, spit on it, and flush it. You'll feel better.
Naloka ako doon. Spit it in the toilet.
Okay, and...
spit on it. Kasi ang ibig sabihin nun, parang gusto mong, you know, when you are very angry, it has to come out a little bit. Alright? So yun ang sabi niyang sa akin. And it works. It works. But after a while, I understood. Kasi umpisa pa lang eh. So umpisa yun nga, ang hirap-hirap. Inaangkin ko yung kanyang mga mura. So by doing that, it's sort of like, it's not yours, spit it in. Kung hindi mo matake, spit on the toilet and flush it. You'll feel better.
Ayun, o nga, flush it pala. Para...
Flush it. Flush nga. Yeah, flush it. Yeah. Para makalimutan.
Oo. Ganon.
Grabe, Miss Lloyd. Alam mo, guys, please buy this book. Kasi, Miss Lloyd, I will also buy the other, we will buy the other book. Uh-oh. Why should...
It is a companion piece, okay? Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun? By How Reginald Lewis Created a $1 billion Business Empire. All right, nariyan yan. Marami kayong matututunan dyan. At ngayon, sa akin, sabi ko, well, ako naman, why should guys have all the fun?
Exactly.
Guys have all the fun. An Asian American story of love, marriage, motherhood. Nakalimutan mo motherhood.
Sa motherhood. Oo nga pala, motherhood. Pero Miss Lloyd, what about pagiging nanay sa mga anak? What about si Mr. Reg? Kumusta siya as pagiging ano? Si Mr. Lewis, kumusta siya as pagiging tatay?
Well, he was strict, but I was more strict.
Oh my God!
Because I am the one raising the kids. Wala ang mga bata. I mean, he's out working, so I'm the one taking care of the kids. So, but both of us agreed, no TV Monday to Thursday because that's schoolwork. Walang TV, wala pa nung iPhone, walang devices. But sa kanila, TV, no television, and every night before they go to sleep, I read them something. 6 months old pa lang sila. I already was reading every day. Until they finally learned how to read. So by the time I come back the same night, tapos na yung libro. Nabasa na nila. So, ganon. And then, sabi namin, we agreed. There are just two things that we will insist on. One, they respect elders. They have to respect me. And elders, basta huwag kang sasagot. Because that's very Filipino. That's also very, very African-American. Secondly, do your work. Do your work means to say you're a student, study. You know, you must, you know, be the best. Well, if you can be the best in you. Do your best as a student. And we'll take care of everything. We'll take care of vacation, mortgage, food, etc. But do your work. Dalawa lang. So, you want your room messy? Problema mo yan. You want to color your hair black? To call it green? Okay, yan. You want to cut your hair short, long? Accidents of ano yan. But do your work, study. So that's how we raise Leslie and Christina, and both of them went to Harvard and graduated cum laude.
Wow.
Okay, parang that's how you and your sister was actually growing up, eh, 'di ba? You were at St. Teresa's, but you imbibed the St. Benedictine Ora et Labora prayer and work. Actually pala, Miss Loida, I'm from Benedictine Abbey in Alabang.
Oh yeah. My God.
So I'm very aware of the Ora et Labora. I was grade school and high school.
Yeah, pero Miss Loida, di ba ano ka? STC, St. Teresa's College?
St. Teresa's College.
Ako naman Siena.
Siena College.
So magkaano tayo? Magkatabi. Yes. Pero usually yung nagbabanggaan, no? Yes. Pero Miss Loida, curious ako ha. Kasi na-mention mo about school, di ba? Harvard, you know, like the kids graduated from Harvard, including Mr. Lewis. Question para sa ibang tao din ha. Kasi I spoke to a couple of yung my friend's kids. So some of them, yung parang nalulungkot na parang, I wanna go to Princeton. I wanna go to, you know, Ivy League school. But it's either they can't afford it, or second is, walang scholarship. So, sa school na lang ng you know, mga county college, right? And they feel like, oh, I'm not gonna be successful because, you know, I didn't graduate from an Ivy League school. So, sa akin ako, I want to hear your thoughts. Pero for my thoughts, lagi ko sinasabi is, it doesn't matter kahit sang school ka graduate. Kasi for me, it's like, depende siguro sa course, it depends on your course. But for me, it's like, graduating in an Ivy League school, I mean, sa start lang yan eh. It's like a fuel for you to get into your career. And then eventually, you have to work hard to gain experience. So don't be sad right now that you only graduated from a community college. Just do your best to be the best, you know, like the best version of you. And then work hard after you graduate. So I want to hear your thoughts. Like, gaano ka importante ang school, like where you graduate from?
Well, you're correct. I agree with you, Jesse, that yes, it gives you a little leg up, but it's what you do with what you have. And if you know, the president of J.P. Morgan, the CEO, Jamie Dimon, did not come from Harvard or Yale or Stanford. I don't know where he came from, but it's not an Ivy League school. But he is the chair. He is the chair and CEO of J.P. Morgan, number 3 in the entire United States. And if you go and ask who are the CEOs of all the top companies, not all of them are Harvard or Yale or Stanford. A lot of entrepreneurs, you know, could are there, but in the corporate ladder, it's what you do that is counts. Tama ka, Jesse.
Yes,
so for all of the mothers, your children did not go to Ivy League schools. No matter, it's what they do with their diploma, and they will be successful. If you expect them, you know, children will rise up to your expectation. Kaya, wag mo sasabihin, ikaw naman. Yung parang binababa mo ang idea ng iyong mga anak. Self-esteem, hindi mo inaakyat. So, just, you know, siyempre bantay. Bantay sa mga anak ninyo.
Yes.
You know, be conscious of where they are, what they're doing, etc. And expect the best from them. And because they will rise up to your expectation.
Wow. Ayan na, very well said, guys. Makinig kayo kay Miss Loida.
At saka ito, and piggybacking on that note, kasi para nakikita ko kayong dalawa, Jesse, actually, mga idol and inspiration ko kayo ni Miss Loida. You really guys work hard. So, ako nga, I was talking to someone that I'm dating right now, and we love our me time, actually. Alam ni Jesse yan. So ngayon pa lang that with this job and itong podcast, and then other things that we do with our daily lives, parang feeling namin, ano ba to, kulang yung day, parang ang dami nating gagawin. But looking at reading your book, Miss Loida, you're such a workhorse. You're like, you have two kids, you're raising two kids, 7 years old and a baby, and then you're also working at the same time, and you're also a doting wife. Can you give us an advice para sa amin na, How do you do that? How do you wear so many hats, guys?
Okay, I have to admit that when I was doing all of that, aside from that, I was also a real estate magnate. No, we are crazy. My best friend in college, BBF, best friend forever, Dr. Angie Cruz, and I and my mother bought a building with 32 tenants, a rental building, while I have a work with immigration, with children, baby, one is a baby, and one is in elementary school, and I have a hard-charging husband, you know, and doing real estate, I got tuberculosis. I got sick. I got sick because I was doing so many things. So JCAS, that what taught me is that you can have it all, but not all at the same time. You have to choose, prioritize, alin muna. Otherwise, your body will give up. So that I'm also said in the book. You can have it all, but not at the same time. So that's my advice to women who are also like me, hard charging. You have to select. Ano bang gusto nyo? You know, husband, palikero, because you're not home, because you are, you know, doing your career. You have children na hindi mo you are not able to attend to them dahil sanaron ka, labas sa career, and your husband is not cooperating. You know, you have to talk together because you are a team. You're playing in the life, in the play of life. Okay? True. You're a partner of life. Nag-uusap kayo. Ano ba? Sino bang gagawa? O kaya, you know, just, or ako naman, in my mind, I made a decision. I will give him 110%. Darling, I'd give you 110%. But if that's not good enough for you, you are free to walk out the door. I will take care of myself. Why? Because his mother left his father when he was 5 years old. So trauma sa kanya na yung wife niya will also walk out the door. So I have to assure him, I will never leave you. I will give you as much as I can, 110%. Pero if this is good enough and you found somebody else, go. I can take care of myself. In fact, you know, when we were talking, and when he was sick, he said, Oida, you were so smart. You didn't tie me around yourself. You left me, said, I can go. And because you told me I can go, I stayed.
Yun. Aww.
Diba?
Oh, sweet. Talaga, ano, tsaka Miss Lloyd, ano, I manage, kasi parehas tayo, Miss Lloyd, ano, kuratsa din ako, like, I have, like, I think, like, feeling ko na bo-bored ako pag isa lang yung ginagawa ko.
Mga babaeng so, walang pahinga.
Oo, parang di ka pa napapagod. Yung time management talaga. And always, ano, no, Miss Lloyd, make sure that you don't forget about yourself as well. You have to love yourself
as
well.
Yung health nga daw.
Yung health talaga. Importante yan. Uh-oh. You have to make time talaga for yourself din na, you know, like manood ng TV or spend time with your family. Yung mga kahit maliliit-liit lang or weekend na date kayo.
Ang cute ang picture. Sweet.
Ang cute. I love this picture. I've seen it. I love this picture. Like, di ba yung ano lang, spend time with, mag-date night. Just to keep your sanity intact. Diba? Kasi hindi naman lahat, Miss Lloyd, katulad nating ano eh, no? Na kuratsa, like, okay, here, there. My God. Pero Miss Lloyd, question. Nung time na ano, na, of course, growing up, no? Yung mga bata. Na, may naramdaman kayong racism? Yung mga bata?
Racism?
Yung mga bata?
Mga bata, you know, other people see racism. Ako talagang, siguro, dahil sa we were raised, Papa was poor. And he lived with a rich uncle. So Papa was always very, very aware of people's need. You know, poverty, ganyan. Papa was very generous. Mama was generous too, but she was more strict. She was more, she was more strict. So nakita ko, I mean, we were growing up. There was never really any description. Yung mga ganito, pobre yan. I never heard that. Yung mga ganito, pangit yan. Yung mga ganito, you know, there was never anything like that. So when I was an adult, I was not conscious of racism. I mean, I was not conscious na wag kang sasama. You know, I really believe everybody is equal in the eyes of God. So no matter what the color of skin. So sa aking mga anak, I don't consider, you know, I don't see really, talaga, I don't see color. Uh-huh. In fact, when my daughter was on television and dancing in a, you know, somebody commented, oh, that girl, that black girl dances well. Sabi ko, sino black? Does he mean my daughter? Yung, para bang, oh. Why are you looking at people? Why are you looking at people na may mga description black, you know, oriental and all that? We are all equal. So, your question, did I experience racism? Hindi ko nga naramdaman. Siguro nararamdaman ng ibang tao na magkasama kami. I am Asian, my husband is black. Mm-hmm. But really, it's going over my head. But the one time that I got somebody said, you little chink. Chink! Gulat ako! Ha? Huh? I mean, you know, to identify me as just a chink was like, I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was shocked that this white woman cannot see me as a human being, but just see me as a chink. Okay, yun. That's the only time.
Ang sabi daw niya, kasi nag-cut ka daw sa line. Hindi ka pa talaga nag-cut sa line, Miss Lloyda. Yung totoo.
I did, I don't know. But just because I did something wrong, to identify me, to put me down. Okay, to put you down. That is what racism is.
Yeah.
True. You are below me. You are not equal to me. You are not a human being. That is what racism is. And it's so, it's not Christian. It's not Christian.
Yeah, true. Oo nga, chink, no? Tinatawag nga tayo mga Asian minsan na chink.
Ako buti, ano, sa experience ko dito sa States, wala pa ako na, ano, na naramdaman kahit na there was racism towards me. You know, siguro baka hindi nila ma-identify ko ano ako. Number one, tao ba ako? Kasi minsan tinatanong ko rin yung sarili kong ganun eh.
Alaman ba? O ano ba? Baka?
Oo, o ano ba? Am I an inanimate object or whatever? Diba? Ay, ito pala. Balik tayo ulit. Itong gusto ko. Kaya alam mo, one part of the book, Miss Lloyda, is yung kilig na kilig ako kasi doon yung, alam mo title, Jesse, Meet Cute.
Meet Cute? Okay, while excited ako ba sa ito?
Honestly, while I was reading that chapter, Miss Lloyda, kasi ako, I love New York. I'm here na for how many years, but I still feel like I so appreciate it. I feel like yung parang bago lang, bagong dating lang ako every day. Hindi ako nagsasawa. I always, like, if I discover something new, I'm so excited and giddy over it.
Exactly.
So while reading your book, when you're new here in 1970s Manhattan, I was like aligned when you were dating Mr. Lewis, and at the same time, Jesse, they were also traipsing the streets of Manhattan and enjoying New York for what it is offering. I was kind of paralleling my own life. Na alam ko single ako, but also like traipsing New York this year, at this age. Sabi ko, oh my God. Na-visualize ko si Miss Lloyda na parang during 1970s, siya na yung original Carrie of Sex and the City.
Oh, yes.
Kwento mo to as a little bit. How was yung panahon na yon? How did you enjoy
the
New York City,
yeah,
in the 1970s with Mr. Lewis?
Gallivanting New York City.
Yes. You know, it was all experience for me because, you know, when I met him, we were both lawyers, so nonstop talking. And hindi ko alam na the second time he invited me, that when you go to his apartment, iba nang ibig sabihin nun.
Ayaw daw ni Lord yun, ha?
Oo, ayaw ni Lord yun. Okay.
Madre, di ba? You know? So, my God, nung he started becoming intimate, nasagot naman ako, mamaya, eto na, kinakarga na ako sa bed niya.
Very Carrie, di ba?
Yes! Tapos, Miss Lloyd, ha?
No. So, siyempre, you know, yung lahat.
Dalagang Pilipina.
Ano naman siya? He no, because he's a gentleman. Yo, he stopped. Pero, naku, Diyos ko, galit ako dahil sa, ano ito? Wow, dito pala yung tinatawag na date rape. So, but he's not.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-mm.
So, he brought me home. Wala akong imik na, so, kaya nga, sinulatan ko siya. Thank you very much. I had a wonderful time, but I will not have any intimate relations with a man other than my future husband. Goodbye. I will have fun memories.
No, goodbye agad.
Goodbye. Aba, 1 year, 1 week later, bumalik sa akin, tinawagan ako, sabi ko na ako, hindi na kuha yung sulat ko. Okay, labas ulit kami. So, we had another nice time. Pagbalik ko na sa hotel, sabi ko, you know, I wrote you a letter. Yes, you did. What? You received it? Yes, I did. I told you don't call me again. Loida, I will not do anything you don't want me to do. Patay.
Tama nga nung umayad kayo, di ba?
Tama siya.
Magaling si Mr. Lewis eh.
Magaling ni Mr.
Semantics. Yes, yes.
Oh my, don't get, because of that, doon ka na in love.
Doon ako na in love in the sense na alam niya kung paano, tama eh. I will not do anything. Oh, do you? So he will not do anything na hindi ko gusto. Okay?
Oh, and Mr. Lewis was your first boyfriend?
First boyfriend, yes. Yun nga sabi ko, I followed my father's dream, a lawyer, politics, and I dahil sa gusto niya yun para sa akin, he had a movie house named after me, Loida Theater. 7 years old pa lang ako. So pag tapos na ako and I'm ready to enter politics, maybe as mayor of Sorsogon and all that, everybody in the town knows Loida Nicolas.
Yes.
Recognition. So siguradong meron na akong chance to win.
Yes.
That is my father. So I was not really intending to marry anybody. But little by little, naintindihan ko, this man is more ambitious, more daring, more persistent. Dahil sa alam mo, he entered Harvard without applying. He was in a summer's program. And he was so good during that summer program that the teacher, the professor, Professor Sanders said, Reg, if you want to enter the class of 68, you have a seat. Hindi siya nag-apply. So nakikita ko talagang this man is very, kung anong gusto niya, he will get it. Yun. Oh. At saka yun nga, he always, I told him not to see me again. Christmas, I was falling in love with him. And sabi ko nga, please, let's not see each other anymore because I'm falling in love with you. You may be falling in love with me, but I will break my heart and I will break your heart because I'm going back home. I mean, how do you know? Ba? How do you know? Tama siya. How do I? Parang ganun ba?
Inunahan mo na.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, sige na lang. We continued seeing each other. And then the third time is when I decided it's time to marry. And so I proposed. Ako nag-propose.
Are you going to propose? Yes. How did you propose?
Nasa subway kami, walang tao masyado. So tinanong ko lang siya, darling, do you want a big wedding or a small wedding? A small wedding. And where do you want to have it? At NYU, they have a small chapel. Wow! Ibig sabihin, naiisip na niya. He was thinking about it.
Yes.
Want to tell me. Mamaya, naalala niya, wow, this is the proposal. Oh my God, I have a headache. He has a headache.
Diniretso mo na lang, no? You just blurted out the question out of the blue.
Yes.
Was he shocked?
No. He knew that it was a proposal coming from me and he answered.
Oh my God. Miss Lori, the guts, no?
Pero, the worst is...
Oh! Nawala.
Ayun, the worst is nawala.
Miss Lorda, nawala ka. Miss Lorda.
Ayan na,
napindot. Okay. Bitin 'yon. Guys, ano 'yun, commercial breakdown muna. Kaya ganun. Para akong nanonood tuloy ng movie habang nagkukwento si Miss Lorda.
Pero
nawala na naman.
Oo, promise.
Grabe, guys, mo, you better buy the book. I mean, you will learn a lot from this book. Uh-oh. I mean, excited na ako to read it, like, on our way to Eagle Rock. Oh, by the way, Bam and Paolo and Sander, we will see you tomorrow. So excited na akong panoorin to on our way to Eagle
Rock. Hello, Bam, and especially hello, Paolo.
Yan. Ako, especially talaga yun. No? Especially, huwag mo naman sabihing hello, Sander, yung baby. Asa na si Miss Lorda?
Pwede na si Sander. Teka lang, nandiyan na siya kanina, nawala ulit.
Oo nga, Miss Lorda, what happened?
Ayan.
Hi, Miss Lorda. Teka, anhin ko lang. Hi, Miss Lorda. Ganun po talaga ang ano. Lorda,
ano tawag doon? Para siyang ano, cliffhanger.
Ay, alam mo, grabe no, ang ganda ng life story ni Miss Lorda.
Oo.
Parang kahit mabasa ko yung libro, the next time like we'll see her.
Kahit na pagkakwentuhan na natin ngayon,
I still wanna read it from...
You need to read it from the start to finish. Kasi
yeah, and ito feeling ko rin kahit napanood nabasa na natin to over and over again, I still wanna hear from her mouth, like, you know, talking about it kasi nakakakilig.
Yeah, and there are some stories coming from her that are not in the book.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
My God. Asan si Miss Lloyda, nasan ka na? Oh, get to know her better and show and how she made it. Oh,
parating pa lang ako dun sa chapter ng sa business eh.
I know. Oh. Exciting, no? Miss Lloyda, nasan ka na?
At saka totoo, alam mo, hindi talaga ako mapagbasa ng book, pero syempre dahil esteemed guest natin si Miss Lloyda. Mm. Oh my God. At sa totoo lang, pag nagbabasa ako ng libro, I always stop in the middle. Di ba nasabi ko sa iyo yun?
Oo nga pala, yeah.
Pero ang unang libro na natapos ko was actually yung memoir pa ni Mariah Carey. Yung binigay ko sa iyo.
Oo nga. Oh, hindi, wala na akong time. Lalo nag-work ako every day. Eh.
You have a lot of hats. Now you're wearing a lot of hats.
Ayan. I know. Pero talaga ito, babasahin ko to this.
Ayan, guys.
Sorry, my computer got low battery. So I connect the electricity wheel. Oh, wait a minute. I will use my iPhone. Okay po.
She's charging. And while we're waiting,
yes.
Ayan, guys.
So guys, ha? Yes. Go, JCAS. Do the honor.
Teka, hindi ko na mabasa. Ang liit.
Ayan. Lloyda Lewis releases a reviving memoir.
A riveting memoir.
Oh, so the co-author of bestseller How to Get a Green Card naman and widow of Reginald F. Lewis, first black $1 billion deal maker, shares her remarkable journey. New York City, why should guys have all the fun? An Asian American story of love, marriage, motherhood, and a running $1 billion empire. It's the true story of a fire brand immigration lawyer, activist, philanthropist, and accomplished business executive, Lloyda Lewis. Alam mo, sana no? Sana one of these days, no? Maging kasing successful din tayo ni Miss Lloyda. Ayan. Ayan. So guys, you can order it in Amazon.
Order Amazon and also on sa Barnes and Noble.
Yan. Tsaka, naku, pag nasa US kayo, baka makita nyo si Miss Lloyda, matisod nyo. Diba, i-keep ko talaga to dahil merong ano niya, merong, tawag dito, may signature ni Miss Lloyda.
Oh, may message.
At saka ni Blair.
Oo, yung
Walker,
co-author si Blair.
Co-author naman na si
Hindi
Blair.
Hindi po si Blair Witch.
Oo, si
yun,
Blair, Blair Witch. Grabe no. Tsaka alam mo, yung mga nakwento ni Miss Lloyda regarding yung, she's wearing a lot of hats, no? Yung sinabi niya talaga kanina na, you have to do it like, you pick talaga. You pick, let's say if you have
that.
Five things to do, you can do it, pero pick those two muna to prioritize it. Kasi it's gonna be hard for you to do it all eh.
All at the same otherwise, time. Yung same intensity, same. No?
Same intensity. Uh-oh. Ang hirap. I mean,
kaya
ako rin
na-worry ko sa'yo ha, kasi you wear a lot of hats like Miss Lloyda. Yung natama yung sa health ha.
Oo. Ay, hindi. Trust me, hindi naman ako na ano. Ay, ano ba ito si Direk?
Pati
nag-brown out ba yun? Hindi. No. Yung health, hindi ko pinapabayaan din. I mean, I make sure that I sleep. I make sure that I have my wine.
Hindi ako nag-worry ko. Alam ko kumakain ka.
No, I don't eat that much. Ha.
Tumaho yung
siya ang kumakain. Oh, inuman talaga tayo sa EBS. Hindi, I mean, I eat, pero yung nga, kailangan gym, exercise. You know what? I was wondering if si Miss Lloyda, may time pa ba nun sa gym? Mag-exercise? Kasi she was really skinny until now. Actually, she's still skinny.
Oo nga. Yung tinanong natin siya like more than a year ago. Ano ba sagot niya? Parang tinanong ko siya, you seem to be so busy, Miss Lewis. Parang do you still have time to do whatever? Parang yung sinagot niya sa atin, parang related pa yata sa work. Sana alala.
Oo nga. Parang doon siya nag-exercise. O sige, tanongin natin si Mrs. Lewis.
Tanong natin ngayon kung pagbalik niya kung nagbago na ba or mas nagbibigay siya ng leeway sa kanyang me time to for health.
Yes.
Malay mo, diba? Malay mo, magulat tayo, nag-binge pala siya ng Netflix.
Yeah, I'm dying to know. And,
hindi lang Netflix at saka ng I1TFC.
Oh, yes, diba? So, papanoorin niya tayo doon. Hindi, tsaka alam mo, naka-curious din ako if she dated anyone after, Mr. Lewis.
Oo, yung ngayon.
I mean, after, diba, it's been years. So, kasi diba yung iba, like after so many years, parang they need someone din naman, a partner in life.
That's
diba?
True. Alam mo, napaisip din ako ng ganyan while reading the book na if she did entertain other suitors or were there.
I know, no? I mean, ikaw, Jeka, salbawa, meron kang mahal na mahal na mahal na mahal na sobrang mahal talaga, daming mahal eh, no? Na significant other, tapos that person, sige, fine, maging morbid tayo, passed away. Do you think you open your heart again to another person?
Ano ka ba? The next day agad.
I knew you would say that.
I know, I'm sure I'm gonna mourn and medyo naisip ko na rin yung tanong mong yan eh, sa buhay ko na I think it depends on how I love the person and how I deal and how I mourn. And definitely, I'm sure it's gonna be a while, you know, to go over the pain. But knowing me, I feel like...
2 days is enough. Knowing you, 2 days is enough. Hindi, no, okay, fine, two weeks.
I'm gonna be open. Everything will be open. Na, to open to new love. Kasi nga, tama ka, you know. And of course, I'll pray din na sana yung significant other ko will understand. Or, yung parang may kind of bus-bus.
Exactly.
Na, I'm sure you will understand, you know, kasi... Now it's time to move on and to heal.
Akala ko kailangan
ikaw, mo rin. Ibalik ko yung question sa iyo.
Akala ko tipong parang bus-bus from him na tipong kailangan ko rin, you know, mag-release ng love and affection.
Oh, ayan.
Yung mga ganon.
May mga pangangailangan.
Yes. Yeah. Ako, naku, lagot. ako, halimbawa lang, for example, like, you know, like, your significant other, my significant other will pass away. Or, hindi, ako na lang, kung ako yung mawawala, gusto ko, I want him to date again. Kasi, ano eh, parang, sayang eh, like, the love and affection that, oh yan na sabi, papasok na si Miss Lloyd, parang, sayang yung love that you're always, like, me, add me on Meet so we can video chat, use this link. Oh, ito daw, B. Paano to? Hindi pa mag-work?
Yeah, send the link there. Copy the link.
Direk, ikaw na. Hindi ka maintindihan. Ano to? Hindi, yung sinasabi ko ulit.
Yung technical, inutusan ka ni technical director.
Oo nga, ako pa talaga inutusan mo. Oo, hindi, sa akin kasi parang, I already knew what type of person you are. The love that you can give, that you gave me for so many years. That I was so happy and I was so content with your love. And I would feel bad for you not to give that love again to someone special.
Eh, sabi ni Direk ngayon, hindi na daw eh.
Hindi, ang sinasabi ko is, kung ako yon, ako, go. I'll give you my blessing. I don't even care, even if it's like 2 months or 3 months, for as long as, kasi iba naman tayo ng mourning. Di ba, iba sabi nila, you need someone to forget that someone. And I'm a firm believer of that. Nakita ko yan sa friends ko. And sa akin, nakita ko rin ba sarili ko? Parang, hindi kasi nakakatulong din minsan, no, yung sinasabi lang, tinatawag lang rebound. Diba, Jekas?
No, that's kaya true. Na,
may rebound.
If you're giddy and happy about someone new, that's a great way and tool to forget about if you're trying to forget someone else.
Yeah, you know, andyan na, bumalik na si Miss Lloyda. Ayan.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay, Miss Lloyda. Nagkukwentuhan kami din dito. Ayan.
Oo.
Okay lang, Miss Lloyd. Okay, ayan, ako. Ayan, sa bagay. Sige, kahit ano, 15 minutes lang, Miss Lloyd. Dahil ang dami pa namin tanong eh.
Next time. Oo nga, at saka late na rin. Oo.
Yes, late na rin, Miss Lloyd. No, I know you. Ako mag-i-live. Sorry, pasensya na, Miss Lloyd. Pero, Miss Lloyd.
I forgot to connect my, this one, Lobat. Sorry.
Ah, okay lang, Miss Lloyd. Okay lang. Ayan, tuloy ang kwento. Miss Lloyd, yun ang curious kami ni Jcas. So while you were gone, nagtanong kami sa isa't isa na, so after Mr. Luis, did you ever date anyone? A new partner in life?
No. I did not want to date anyone because I know in America, once you date, it will end up in the bedroom. So para sa akin, I will repeat what Cory Aquino, President Cory Aquino, hindi ba namatay din yung husband niya?
Yes.
She became president and then she finished 6th term and she never married. You know, para sa akin, when you have been married to a king, how will you settle for a prince or a duke? You know, so yan ang unang-una. Secondly, I have other priorities. My 2 girls, they were 12 and 19. So they have to have my full attention. Natapos ko yung libro. But at the same time, the business, that was his life. I had to make it succeed. So I cannot go, ano mo tawag dito? You know, I know the commitment of man and woman. So if I look for somebody else to be number two, meaning to say the second husband, I know that something has to give up. But at that point, I want the companies to succeed. So medyo hindi pwede. So, you know, there were some na nakakakilig. Meaning, yes. To, you know, I'm a woman, so I do feel a certain attraction. But this time I use my head. I use my head. Hindi pwede. I have other priorities. My daughter, my two girls. How will it be? I will have two girls. They're growing up. I'm mother and father to her. Tapos I will have somebody else. Divided ang attention ko. So I just made a decision. Right now, it's my two girls, Mr. Lewis, memory, his legacy that I was, you know, kaya nga, that I had to finish the book. And then the business, it took me 7 years, but I was able to pay down the debt. Alam mo, as I said, leverage buyout is you borrowed money. Mr. Lewis borrowed $1 billion. I mean, if we bought the company and borrow $1 billion, at 13% interest, you know, as I told you, you just breathe in, that's 1,000. To breathe out, 2,000. Ang laki-laki ng interest payments mo a month. So he sold half and he bought the company with just half. He borrowed only 500 million. And once he had it, he sold again another piece. So he had only 350 million debt to buy a billion-dollar company. And when he died, I paid off zero debt. I paid all of the zero debt, and then I started to sell piece by piece. Supermarket, this ice cream company, the potato chips company, the bottling company in Belgium and in Thailand. And so I got zero debt, and I got $1 billion back.
Wow!
How many companies was that during that time,
Mr.? Well, when Mr. Lewis bought it, it was 64 companies in 31 countries. 31 countries. So his strategy was not to borrow $1 billion. So even before he got the company, he had a contract of sale. He started selling already. He sold Australia. He sold South America. He sold London. I mean, you know, Butterball in London. He sold China. What do you call it? Noodles company in China. He sold marami, but he concentrated it in Western Europe. That's why we lived in Paris for 5 years. Donc, je parle français, pas courant, mais suffisamment. So in 5 years, I was able to learn and speak French. Those are our 5 years. And then on the fifth year, he was stricken with brain cancer and he died. He died, just ko po, para ba akong nawala ng kaluluwa. So, yan, it took me time to get myself together to see that the company is going bankrupt. And that's when I decided, I better take over. That's my story. And read it from my book, why should guys have all the fun?
You would learn a lot.
Yes.
Alam mo, kailangan ito. I said, kailangan insisted Asian American kasi sinasabi ng mga you know my
publicist
my advisors, why put Asian American? You know, other people would like to read your book. Sabi ko, no, with Asian hate, I want people to know we are like them. We have highs and lows. We have, you know, pain and suffering and joys, that we are just like any American who wants the best for our kids, you know, a good job, and to succeed. That's why I have to place their Asian American story of love, marriage, motherhood, and running a billion-dollar empire.
Yes.
My God.
Asian American woman.
Yes, diba? Guys, please. purchase Mrs. Louie's book because you will learn a lot. Itong kwentuhan namin to, my God, there will be more. You will learn more.
That's true.
And maybe from reading this book, you'll be the next billionaire, right?
Yes. You just, dream big.
Right? Dream big. Kasi yeah. Kasi ako, whenever I read a book, I feel like, especially like, you know, about the True to Life story book, I feel like I'm picking someone's brain and I put it one piece of her brain to this and then I'll start writing like, oh, I think this is, kaya mahilig ako magsulat ng mga quotes and everything from inspiring people like you. My God, Miss Lloyda. Pero Miss Lloyda, my last question ako ah. So, from this book, is there anything else that you think that you missed? That you like, wait, I should have wrote or I forgot a piece or a chapter of my life and I forgot to put it in this book. Meron ganon?
Some parts, you know, especially, you know, that's why you need a co-writer. Dahil sa, I won the case against Comelec in the Philippines when we got back our Filipino citizenship. And Comelec said, you cannot vote for president, vice president, because you were once not Filipino. Sabi ko, maling-mali ito. Once you become a Filipino, you got back your original citizenship of Philippines. And so there is, you have all the rights of a Filipino. So yes. I went to the Supreme Court and filed the case against them. Et al, ibig sabihin, hindi lang ako, pero sampu kami. And one chapter yun na sinulat ko. Sinulat ko lahat ng pangalan of the people who were with me, lahat ng 15 names of the Supreme Court justices, because 15 over 0, panalong-panalo kami. Sabi ng aking co-writer, Blair, because he wrote my husband, he finished my husband's book, and he helped me write this book, Lloyda, Nobody Cares. So, yung aking sentence, yung aking full chapter, 4 sentences lang, that I won the case. So, anong sabi, you know, so maraming mga things like that, that Bear Walker said, nobody's interested, take it out. Pareho nung, pareho nung, when Mr. Lewis died, everyone who spoke, linagay ko sa libro. And so when I was writing the book that he died, this one said so and so, isang chapter din yun. Sabi niya, take it out.
Ayusin mo na.
Kailangan yes. Mag-edit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pero Miss Lloyda, as early as now ba, I know you just released your book. Is there gonna be, are there bells of memoir number 2 or a second book?
No. Siguro ang second book ko is How to Look 60 When You're 80.
Oh, and you have every right to write that book.
Siguro. Yeah.
Oh my God. Nako, maraming bibili lalo niya, Miss Lloyda. Kasi yung mga babae, di ba, yun yung mga hilig eh. Parang, di ba, parang mukhang 80, tapos mukha kang, no, Miss Lloyda, you look like 50. What are you talking about, 60?
Grabe. Thank maraming, you, Jessie.
Maraming salamat.
Thank you very much.
Miss Lloyda, sana no, we can have dinner one of these days.
Yeah.
No, even a coffee, please. Kasi talagang, dream come true for us.
We'll go to Harvard and I will tell you why Mr. Lewis was the first African-American with a portrait at the Harvard Club. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Sige, we will set it up.
Can we go yes, and then please. We'll have a cameraman and we'll, you know, we can talk about like, you know, like how, oh my God, I'm having goosebumps. Sorry. Yes. Ngayon pa lang nakikita ko na. Maraming salamat, Miss Lloyda. It's really, really an honor. It's really an honor. Maraming salamat.
And before we let you go, Miss Lloyda, anything that you want to say, a final message to everyone?
Well, everyone, especially Filipino abroad, Filipino is living outside. I know the hard work and the intentionality why you are away from your family. But because you want to bring them over here to have a better life. What I'm saying is that just be tenacious. First, set your goal always. Ano ba ang goal nyo? Second, obey a code of ethics. Don't make shortcuts. Don't break the law because it will have consequences. And third, determination. Don't give up. Don't give up. Mananalo din kayo. You will get there. So goal setting is G. Obedience is O. Determination is D. And you put that together, it spells G-O-D, God. With God, everything is possible. With God, nothing is impossible. Yun lang.
Amen. Yes.
Parang feeling ko may result ang angel sa harap namin. Maraming salamat, Miss Lorida. Grabe. Always having goosebumps.
Salamat.
Wow, maraming salamat.
Thank you.
And yes. Guys, everyone, mga ka-Oga, yes. Before we end, don't forget to purchase Miss Lorida's...
Why Should Guys Have All the Fun?
Yes. New memoir, Why Should Guys Have All the Fun?
An Asian American story of love, marriage, motherhood, and running a billion-dollar empire. Salamat, yes.
Maraming salamat, Miss Lorida.
Yes. Thank you very much to all the DFC and all the others who are going to listen. Salamat.
Yes.
Thank you, mga ka-Ogat, for listening to this very inspirational episode of ours. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends and family. And also, please follow us also in Over a Glass or Two, our socials in Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. And also, watch us in ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu. Thank you, mga Kumunizens. And also, always watch us in TFC, the Filipino channel. And you can also stream us on I Want TFC.
Yes.
Miss Lorida Nicolás-Lewis, our inspiration. Thank you for being our Phil-Am fairy godmother. Thank you for always being there for
salamat.
Us. And being a guide and you know to everyone, the Filipinos here in the U.S. and globally as well. And thank you for this new inspiration of a book that you have.
Yes, maraming salamat, Miss Lorida.
Let's have a last toast for this morning,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
Miss Lorida and everyone, mga ka-ogat, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it
over a glass or two. Good night, Miss Lorida.
Good night, Miss Lorida.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Maraming salamat. Guys, please don't forget to buy the book. Thank you, guys.
Oh,